Feedback. Just like those turtles. As a teenager, I know I'm very vulnerable to many things, especially peer pressure. The story Catch a Snapping Turtle, July 1996, is a very serious subject, and not everyone thinks so. I know. Lots of my non-member friends have become trapped just like those turtles. Tiffany Wagner, Modesto, California. He loves me. Thank you so much for the article I Found Peace in the March 1996 issue. I have been through some hard times. I went on a camp for a week, and when I came back, I found out my uncle had died. I got mad at the Lord because I really loved my uncle, and I had been looking forward to seeing him the next week. But when I read that story, I knew Heavenly Father loves me and will help me deal with my uncle's death. Cindy Simper, Canyon Country, California. Her effort counts. In September 1995, I moved from Washington to Missouri. I had to leave all my friends and family behind. I really missed them and the members of my former ward. It was then I decided I didn't like my new ward very much, and that I never would. But I read The Highway to Happiness in the June 1996 issue, and it got my attention because I felt like the girl in that story. I realized in order for me to be happy, I have to put forth some effort. Ever since I read that, I have been trying to be a happier person, and I now really enjoy my ward and the members here. Aaron Hancock, O'Fallon, Missouri. A good help. Thank you so much for printing the FYI in the July 1996 issue. I did not know what to do for a Laurel project, and I prayed for ideas. I even looked through old New Eras for ideas. Then the next day, the July issue came, and the suggestions were a good help. Stephanie Morrison, Syracuse, Utah. Can read whenever. Thank you for publishing a magazine that can be looked through without the fear of stumbling upon an article that speaks of things that are not repeatable. I know I can read the New Era whenever I'm otherwise lacking good reading material. Thank you for making a magazine that can be used as a resource and is pleasurable reading material. Rebecca Aki, Kamano Island, Washington. Feels the Spirit. Thank you for printing Noteworthy Norwegians and Joseph's Journey in the July 1996 New Era. Music plays a very important role in my life, and I plan to pursue music as a career. More importantly, though, I feel that music has been the primary means by which I have gained and strengthened my own testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether I'm performing or listening to others perform, I can often feel the Spirit being shared through this wonderful gift Heavenly Father has given us. I hope these stories will help many other youth to see how instrumental music can be in building their testimonies. Heidi Menson, Shawnee, Kansas. End of the section, Feedback, read by Spencer Higginbotham.